Well, we are back.
We are back. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I had to say it. We are back. Y'all, it's happening. But no, oh, no. Let's get on with the intro. I'm sorry. How was your Thanksgiving, Nikki?
Oh, thanks for stealing my question. Thanksgiving was chill. It was good. We had to have two separate Thanksgivings. So this year, specific family members couldn't actually do it on Thanksgiving Day because they worked. So we basically split it where we did stuff with both members of families, but separate days, just so that way we could spend it with everybody and make sure that everyone's included in it. It's just funny because you end up just, I don't know, you always look forward to Thanksgiving because of all of the food and everything, but then you double down back to back and you're like, whoa,
I had a pretty chill Thanksgiving myself. Most of my family was already busy, already had plans, stuff going on. So it was just me and Clay, and we just made a bunch of food for ourselves, watched a bunch of Friends Thanksgiving episodes, because that's my favorite thing to do on Thanksgiving. And we had a nice time.
Awesome. Yeah, I have specific shows and films that I like to watch depending on the actual holiday. So typically for Halloween, I always like to watch all of the different adult cartoon show Halloween episode. There's a specific episode on American Dad that is my absolute favorite Halloween episode to watch. It's the one where Stan basically brings in prisoners and lets them just run loose in his haunted house.
I know exactly what one you're talking about. That episode is fantastic.
I know, right? That's one of my favorite things to do for Halloween, and of course Hocus Pocus every year. And then Thanksgiving specifically, I think the biggest thing that I love to do, and I might have said this in our previous Thanksgiving holiday special episodes, is I love to watch the dog show. That is an absolute must. Even though the dog that I'm rooting for never ever wins, that's okay. And then, of course, I like to wake up super early to watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I never manage to actually watch those things. I tell myself every year that I'm gonna watch the dog show, and then I always miss it every single year. But I do always make sure to have time to get my list together of every single Friends Thanksgiving episode, and I'll watch all of those, because honestly I think they did the best job of doing Thanksgiving specials, and now I think Bob's Burgers is really taking up the mantle for doing a good Thanksgiving episode, and I will watch those from time to time during Thanksgiving, because those are also fantastic.
Yeah, as a person who is not a Friends fan, I've seen maybe like an episode, maybe two. I've never sat down and watched the thing from start to finish. I've never even seen an entire episode. But I know for a fact that the whole turkey head thing is such a huge thing for all diehard fans.
That's probably our favorite episode. I guess spoilers for a show that's like super
no spoilers super, you're
yeah
good.
Yeah, yeah. That's the episode where Monica and Chandler, who honestly are a much better couple than Rachel and Ross ever were, that's the episode where Chandler, who has huge commitment issues, actually says I love you to Monica for the first time. It's so sweet. Plus she has a giant turkey on her head while it happens, so it's really funny.
I will say just a quick, because we either haven't recorded since the news, or I don't know where the timing was when we recorded our last episode, but just because we're talking about Friends, rest easy to Matthew Perry. I know that broke the community in half.
It hurt so bad to lose him. Again, he was one of my favorite characters on the whole show. I love Chandler Bing. Matthew Perry did such a wonderful job bringing his character to life, and it really hurt to find out that that he had passed away. And honestly, when we were watching the Thanksgiving episodes for a while, you know, I was just sitting there enjoying it like normal. And then
Chandler
cracked one of those jokes, and it hit me that this is where, you know, he lives on. And it's definitely hard that he's gone, but we miss him, and he was a wonderful, wonderful actor and man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I obviously can't say that I was able to enjoy his character on Friends, but just the various other just films and segments that he's done on other television shows, especially 17 Again. I think that's an iconic film that everyone thinks of Matthew Perry. I will say, I was scrolling through TikTok the other day, and somebody put, I don't know why anybody does this, this isn't the first time I've seen something like this. Somebody posted a photo and it said, "Rest in peace, Patrick Stewart." And my heart sank because I was like, oh no. And I went instantly searched it, and sure enough, there was nothing. And this person was literally putting it to wheel people into what they're talking about. I didn't pay too much attention to what the content was. I put not interested, because I was like, I don't want to see this, number one. Number two, shame on you, whoever you are, for putting that content and that false information out there, just because there are so many celebrities and people in general in our personal lives and just you lose on a daily basis. And to say somebody of that high of celebrity status has passed is just I don't know if clout's the right word, but
On top of it too, like they're real people. This isn't these aren't fictional characters or something that we're talking about. These are real life people, especially with the way that information and news and that kind
just
of thing is
spreads.
How far it spreads and how we as individuals can receive information. There have been times where I have received information about family members and loved ones through social media before I heard it from actual family members. So again, these are real people. Imagine somebody in Patrick Stewart's life seeing that and believing that themselves. That would be so awful to put them through that. And I think people forget that sometimes, since they are so highly elevated, that they're also human too.
Yeah, people make mistakes. I will just say it definitely was not saying this person thought it was funny. I just didn't find it funny or amusing. And yeah, especially just because of his age too. And so I was like, what on earth? And my heart dropped and I was like, no, Patrick Stewart.
But I remember before she actually passed away, the big one I would always see all the time was Betty White all the time. I would see that, and it was just like, y'all leave her alone.
I know. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's definitely one of those things that I don't know what power whatever possesses someone to want to do things like that for their channel. I just personally don't understand it. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't.
There's different ways to catch attention for sure, and that's definitely not a way anybody should be doing it.
I know. But not trying to get too gloom in this episode by any means. I figured it was just good for us to give a quick just moment to just talk about Matthew specifically, and then also just what I had seen. But I think just from obviously the few things that have already been mentioned in this episode, kind of changing gears, is just the more relaxed tone in everything that's coming out in this episode. It's just kind of a sigh of relief and a breath of fresh air, just because of everything that has just unraveled within the last, what has it been, like 2, 3, 4 weeks now, I think, since the beginning of November.
Yeah. It's It's been a wild month, and it's definitely nice that we are in a more relaxed position as a podcast in channel. If y'all haven't noticed, at this far into the episode, we have been talking about television and movies again, something that we have been avoiding very much so. The writers and actors strike has fully ended, and they have made a deal, and we can start talking about and promoting movies again. And that's just really great because some really good stuff has come out, like the new Saw movie. And I know Nikki has been wanting to re-talk about the Saw franchise, and then things like FNAF, which has just been Five Nights at Freddy's, for those who don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. That has just been such a pop culture phenomenon in its own. And now we can finally start talking about these things again.
Oh, I'm just going to go down the list. What has there been? There's been Barbie. What else has there been? Yeah, the new Saw film, you covered that. I know I probably will not go and see this in film or watch this series, but the Terrifier 3 is coming out for everyone that loves that specific film franchise. Five Nights at Freddy's.
The new Hunger Games movie.
The new Hunger Games movie. We're starting to see tons of trailers come out, and I honestly believe that they've been holding these trailers for all of these new films, television series, and just everything and anything for when the strike ended. And now, of course, we're starting to see, season 2 coming out of a specific show, season 5, and everything's starting to come to fruition finally, because the strike is finally over. Both strikes.
Yes, and it's so wonderful that we get to go back to talking about what our podcast is really about again. And it's also been wonderful to see on social media the writers, the actors, the people involved with the films and whatnot that have been coming out, that they couldn't talk about it before, they couldn't promote it. They're finally able to talk about it and talk about their experience while getting to make it. And it's been so wonderful to get back into the groove of enjoying pop culture again.
I know. And it was definitely a very weird just moment for the podcast and our conversations and episodes and everything, because there was so many things that have come out since this has happened pretty much. And it's just so many things that we haven't been able to talk about, specifically being spooky season in October, because I literally, now I can fully say it, is I binged watched all of the Saw films from start to finish. And that is something that, even if regardless, it's like, it doesn't have to be spooky season, but I would love for us to do a new episode with that, just because paying more attention instead of the traps is what we did in our previous Halloween episode. More on the storyline of John Kramer, I think, would be a huge thing, because as an adult rewatching these films, I'm more invested into the characters and the storyline versus the gore aspect of it.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I would love to talk about the whole franchise, especially the new movie and everything. I can't wait till we do an episode on the Barbie movie. I have been so stoked to talk about that. But it is so wonderful. Just to be able to do this again, and we can finally go back to the back half of our last season and finish it finally. Yeah. So it's just super nice to get back into the groove of things. And that being said, this is for Nikki and everybody else who was listening to our last episode. We're still going to talk about the reality TV. We will definitely have episodes of that in there, but I think it's safe to say that our next season is going to be not just reality TV, but a mix of that and everything we've been wanting to talk about since the strike started.
Yeah, there are so many different things that have come out over the time that it's just, purely for the fact of wanting to make sure that we were standing in solidarity with the actors and also just the writers, because again, it was a long time in the making that Hollywood was bound to blow up. And I'm sure this is not going to be the last time that there's going to be a strike of this caliber. I hope it's not for a long time. And it was genuinely like a genuine offer that they received, that it was something serious enough to make a true difference. I do hope so. But I think, yeah, there's a lot of things now that it's even the video game content, which I think that is still something I would love for us to talk about, but we have to kind of wait and see on that end too, of how that strike comes in full circle.
That one has been a little bit harder for me to research. I know very little about what's going on with that one, but also we do not want to, we want to stand in solidarity with those who create video games as well, because I think it's safe to say that we are all fully aware of the crunch issue that exists for game developers. Rockstar has come under scrutiny for it. Blizzard has come under scrutiny for it. Pretty much every major gaming studio has had some kind of crunch issue in the past few years, where it's just so important to hit a deadline that they're working their developers to the bone. And it's definitely not surprising that it's coming to a head.
Yeah, I think just everything's been a long time in the making and people are just getting tired of it. But I think just with the content we can cover now, it gives us a lot of things to cover, like a lot of backtracking, literally.
Yes.
Like, we didn't even get to cover the entire season of Futurama, and it's, I don't even know if it's technically, I think it was a full season and they're renewed obviously for more seasons, but I'm hoping that they're going to give us more episodes, because this first season they re-released. I know, right? I was like, I need more.
Yeah, it felt like it came and went very, very quickly, but oh yes, I cannot wait to start talking about that, because I was so happy that that came back. I would very much be interested if I could get you on board with it, covering the Fiona and Cake miniseries that came out for Adventure Time. It was really, really good, and I think it would be interesting to cover not only just that, but Adventure Time as a whole. But that would be quite the undertaking.
No, for sure. Even if it's just like a few key episodes, I'm always down to watch like a few key episodes. I thought you were going somewhere completely different with what you were going to ask me to watch, and I was going to tell you, no way.
What did you think?
I know you want to cover the Taylor Swift film, but I'm like, no way. No way.
I haven't seen it. Okay. I'm going to watch it.
Wait. What was the movie you were talking about then with like the questionable theater crowd?
Oh, that's Five Nights at Freddy's.
So wait, there was a whole thing surrounding the theater with that?
Well, some people had really good experiences. I was one of those people where the crowd wasn't too bad. There were definitely people, for those who are familiar with the franchise, like there's certain catchphrases and whatnot, just like with any fandom. But certain things would happen on screen and you would hear somebody in the crowd, you know, oh, look, was that the Bite of 87? Some silly thing like that. And for my theater, that wasn't happening too often. It was like every once in a while. It didn't really take away from the film itself, so it wasn't that bad. But I have heard horror stories of people going to the theater and having just all the people in the movie theater like throwing things at the screen, like basically pretending that it's Rocky Horror Picture Show, that kind of thing. And it's hit or miss whether or not people had like a good experience going to see Five Nights at Freddy's or not. So that was kind of the weird crowd I was talking about. There was also a staged fight at one of the theaters.
See, and this is why I don't go to the theaters anymore. My point exactly proven, but
actually, speaking of that, I went to go see Tale of Songbirds and Snakes, the new Hunger Games movie, And I decided literally as I was walking out of the theater, I was like, this is the last movie I'm seeing in movie theaters. I'm never going back to a movie theater ever again. I know I love the movie theater experience, but I've had enough. I'm done.
That bad?
Yes. It was kind of funny when I walked into the theater, there was in the row in front of me, there was this group of obviously teenagers, and they were on their phones making TikToks and whatnot. And I kind of like rolled my eyes and I was worried because I figured they were going to be kind of obnoxious during the movie. They were perfectly quiet. They kept to themselves and were fine. It was the other kids who ended up sitting a few seats down from me. They were on their phone almost the whole time, so bright screen the whole time, which is something I've kind of learned to get over in the movie theater. But then on top of it, they were talking the entire movie. And I'm not talking like whispering to each other, just talking like it was their living room. And based on their conversation, I don't mean to be that person, but I'm going to be that person for a second. Based on their conversation, I don't think they read the book. I read the book. I was there because I enjoy the series and I read the book and I wanted to see if this was a good adaptation. And I had to deal with these not book people making a joke of the movie the whole time. And it was so obnoxious. And when we left, I was just like, I'm done. I'm never going back. It was a good movie, but they ruined the whole experience.
Join the dark side. We have cookies yes. in bathrooms that you can go to and pause the movie for anything. See, my point is proven, people. Like, yeah, this is literally why I stopped going to the theater. And everyone's like, oh, but it's for the experience, Nikki. It's for the experience. And I'm like,
the experience sucks.
It's horrible. It's not a good experience in when people are literally talking, snoring on their phones, like being just, I don't know. So that's, yeah, I honestly thought the entire time when you said that in that episode, I thought you were talking about the Taylor Swift film, because that's the same thing that was going on from videos that I had seen circulating online. Is it was either you were in a really good theater where people were singing along, having a good time, and it was kind of like an actual concert, or you had the whole group of people who were just being super loud, super rowdy, and fans all were going. And so that's definitely very interesting, because it's like, I think if you're obviously a diehard like Swiftie fan, hopefully everyone in the theater is, where y'all can sing along together, have a good time and everything. But yeah, I thought you were talking about that specific film. I had no idea you would have been talking about Five Nights at Freddy's, which I haven't even seen that film. It's on Peacock.
I am a huge Five Nights at Freddy's fan. I watch Markiplier. I watched Markiplier play the series. I didn't play any of the games until Security Breach came out on PlayStation. I played it as soon as it released and it was super broken, so I never beat it. For those who are familiar with the game, I got to the part with the robots that will follow you around if you're not looking at them directly. The animatronics that will follow you around if you're not looking at them directly. And I just couldn't get past that part. They would just chase me down so quickly. And I just couldn't get the timing right of running and then looking back and then running and then looking back and then running. I've been a huge fan of the series and franchise for a long time. So I was very excited that this movie came out. Plus I thought the cast of the film was just fantastic.
Oh yeah, Matthew Lillard, he is amazing. I loved him in, he was in Scream, he did a great job in Scream, Scooby-Doo, love him as Shaggy, which funny, he actually continued to play the voice of Shaggy for the longest time. He was also in, I'm drawing a blank on what that television show was, he was the husband, it was like Good Moms, I think it was called, or something. No, that's a movie. I'd have to look it up, but it has Christina Hendrick in it. They basically rob a grocery store or something. Here, I will Google it real quick. Good Girls. I was close.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's fabulous. And then it was great to see Josh Hutcherson basically come out of the woodwork, because he hasn't done anything in a while.
I'm not going to say too much because I want to do an episode on this, but I will say he did a fantastic job in this movie and I can't wait to talk about it.
But he played PETA exceptionally well. And so I honestly don't see why he wouldn't have done done well in this film. But yeah, it was cool just to see him come back. And
it was so fun. The cast, the movie itself was really, really fun. If you, this is definitely, it was definitely a movie I would say is more for the fans than anything. But just the cast alone was just so wonderful to see.
I can understand that, because people that literally love either a specific movie franchise, regardless, they will stand by it. It literally ride or die fans. I think Saw is one of those specific franchises. And then Evil Dead is, these are just the top two that come to mind, because I also finally watched the new Evil Dead film.
That's another one that we need to talk about. I watched that one recently too.
So yeah, there's a lot of different things that literally we gotta, I think that's what we have as homework, is we have to go through our list of shows and movies and revamp, reload, basically add more things to it, because we haven't updated it.
No, we haven't, because it kind of felt silly to for the longest time, and now we have to catch up, and now the list is going to be twice as long as it was before.
And then plus we never even got to cover, which those were on our list of films, is the movies we ended up watching and I showed you while I was out visiting you. So Ready or Not is one that we have to cover because you watched that for the first time. What else? Fresh, which that we actually did end up talking about, thankfully.
Yeah.
But Ready or Not is definitely one of the films we did not get the chance to talk about.
No. So we have to do that. Our list from before, our new list that we're gonna make, so much content to cover. Plus, we promised reality TV.
Yeah, especially because of all of the different reality TV series that have come out and dropped too, like the actual legit reality TV Squid Game show that came out. I haven't watched it yet. It's on my list to watch. Physical 100, I wanted us to cover that, and then obviously we weren't able to cover it. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yes.
So I know it's not Thanksgiving, it's past Thanksgiving. Would you consider this a Thanksgiving miracle?
I would consider this a Thanksgiving miracle, Nikki. I would.
Is that the name of our episode? No, I'm kidding. Man.
It's a turkey-tastic miracle?
That's a little, yeah. Yeah, that grows on me a little bit. For sure. Well, cool. Awesome. Well, that's still a wrap for the last season, but I think this is obviously the bonus content is leading us into a new season. And man, I feel like this might be a long season. That, or we're going to have to really like double down and just stick to our chops and say, okay, 12 episodes, that's it. And then we just have more content to come back to in the following season.
I don't want to say anything is set in stone yet, but I feel like it wouldn't be out of the question to try to squeeze one or two extra episodes in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Just for the fact that we had to wait so long.
I know, right? For sure. Cool stuff. Well, I think this was definitely a successful, man, this was a bonus episode. Definitely didn't feel like a bonus episode, but
well, we got to talk about what we like to talk about again, and it was just nice to get back into that groove.
Oh, I know, right? Cool stuff. Well, we have a lot of great stuff on the docket for when we do come back.
And I can't wait. But until we get to that season, everybody.
Until then.
Bye. If you like Two Girls, One Review, go subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcast.
Years and years ago when the theaters were super, super young and people, intermission, that's what I was
thinking. Yeah.
I think of, what's the word? Intermission.
No intermission. Straight into the next episode right now.
Straight to it. She means business, everyone. Goodness.